T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Wait.
What?
So everything you think of Paul Douglas, he's a good guy, he does the right thing, he's a sweet person, he's generous and kind, that's a mensch.
What?
High praise from Bonnie. Shouldn't like that many people.
Well, that's very, very nice.
Yeah.
Bonnie doesn't know me very well, but thank you, Bonnie. That's very sweet.
So last week we played words with my friends who went on the girls' trip to the cabin, and we did Yiddish words. You know, they were mostly, the majority were Jewish women, and we use Yiddish in our everyday language. My kids know it. I use it around the house. I use it on the air here. Mm-hmm. So you guys have absolutely kept up, but there are some more obscure Yiddish words that we don't use every day that you got some tests on, and we have some leftover words
and
for
I
you this week.
Didn't do that well last
actually
week.
I think you did better
I think
than
I got
usual,
like half
David.
Of them right.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, usual is like, you know, 1 for 7, 1 for 10.
Usually you really
so
suck.
Much better actually.
Yeah. You didn't do badly because I think it's that 27% Jew in you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe.
Could
so
be.
We have a couple more today from my friends.
Another great Yiddish word is nebbish. That kid over there that's picking their nose is a nebbish.
Nebbish. Just kind of crude, boorish. Not a jerk, but it's not a compliment.
Which describes somebody that's a little bit socially awkward, doesn't quite know what they're doing. They're like, don't know how to have a conversation. They're nebbish.
What'd you say?
I said kind of boorish and awkward.
I mean, are we giving that to him? I think so. I think
I had the right
awkward.
Idea.
Yeah, I think so. That was my friend Ellie.
It wasn't a it's not a compliment.
Such a nebbish.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an annoying person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I think in my head how hard it truly is to define a Yiddish word. That's why we use the Yiddish, because there is no word that accurately describes it enough as a nebbish. Like, I can picture a nebbish in my head.
A schlub?
Multiple in my head.
Is that like a schlub?
A schlub is, you know, a schlub is more of a slob.
Oh.
A nebbish is, you know, nebbish. Someone who's a little, like Ellie said, a little annoying, a little, you know, blah. A little blah.
Okay.
All right, hit him again.
Another favorite word is spilkus. Those kids over there, they can't wait to go to Disneyland. They've got such spilkus.
That was my friend Wendy.
Spilkus. Wendy. Energy, drive, energy.
Which means you've got ants in your pants. In fact, the Honey Dogs made a song with that word. And it generally refers to kids who can't sit still.
Well, yeah, energy. What are you talking about?
But when you say energy, that's like a positive thing. That's like
well,
a good
not
thing.
Necessarily.
This is like, I can't. You know, are we there yet? Let's go. Like, how much longer?
Sounds like being restless almost.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you've got spilkus. Just chill out.
Ants in your pants.
Yeah. It's sort of like
that's energy. It's dark energy, but it's energy.
No, you're not getting it. I'm sorry. Thank you, Wendy. She's got 3 boys. She knows spilkus.
Tough grader. Okay.
Hi, my name is Jill, and my favorite Yiddish word is putz.
I think this is your favorite too.
Well, yeah, and I use this a lot. And once on television in Pennsylvania, one of my first TV gig, I went on the air and I said, "Hey, I'm such a putz."
Yeah.
And a couple of people called afterwards, laughing uproariously. They go, "Do you know what that means?"
And did you?
No, I just liked the word.
Well, tell us what it means now.
It's not. anatomy related, right?
Well, that's what your people said it was.
That's
right?
What they said it was.
Yeah, they said it was what? Come on, I'm going to make you say it because I say it a million times on this show. And if you look at my Instagram, you can see the gourd that my child brought home that looks like this word.
Again, it's not a compliment.
They called and yelled at you and said it means penis.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, growing up, it never meant that. So what do you think it means in Jill's world?
A putz? Just somebody who's clueless.
It technically means penis, but when you use it in a sentence like, ugh, you're being such a putz, it means you're being a moron. Or you're putzing around. You're kind of fidgeting around.
And that, yeah, that's it. There are two definitions.
So it does mean penis?
Well, some people believe it means penis. For me growing up, it never meant penis. I mean, I guess it could mean two things. But for me, it meant like, I mean, I would say I would define it as a nebbish, but I would say, you know, you're a putz. You're an idiot. You're a moron. You're just a moron. But my husband uses it, you know, as an adjective. I'm putzing around. I'm you know, a verb. I'm putzing
around. Yeah.
I think a
lot of people
time.
Use that term.
That's what he says. Yeah. I'm just wasting time until you're ready to go. So I'm just putzing around.
Right.
So there, in that way, it doesn't mean penis. It just means you're wasting time.
It could mean that.
Okay. Anyway, you got another one for me?
My favorite Yiddish word is chazer.
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 Oh boy, not a clue.
Did she give a sentence? Oh, she didn't give a sentence?
Give me a sentence.
Put the chips down already. You're being such a chaser.
A mooch, using one slang to describe another slang. You're being a little greedy. You're being a little needy. But yeah, a mooch.
She didn't define it.
Which means a pig, but not like the animal pig. Like, my boys are a bunch of chazers when they come home after school and they eat everything out of my pantry. That's a chazer.
Well, that's kind of a
mooch. What do you think? Is that what a mooch is? A chazer is somebody who eats a lot.
Yeah, no. A mooch is different because that refers to somebody who's like...
Taking food from
taking
someone
somebody
else.
Else's food. Right, that's right. Not the kid's
a chazer is somebody who eats a lot.
A pig?
That's somebody who eats a lot. Yes. I mean, you're not that great at this.
No, I'm not.
So what about the word I used before? I don't think this was part of one of ours, but I used the word fecocted.
Oh, my God. I don't want to touch that.
And you guys got a little nervous.
It sounds dirty.
Yeah. Fecocted isn't a dirty word.
Screwed up. Messed up.
That's what it means. That's exactly what it means.
Yeah.
Like this, it's a mess. It's fecocted. And one of my favorite Yiddish words, I wasn't part of the quiz. I just recorded my friends, is ungepatscht.
Ungepatscht?
Ungepatscht. Yeah. Have you heard that one? Ungepatscht. Ungepatscht is, and I'll give you a definition. Sometimes when we drive through the neighborhoods and we look at the Christmas lights, some of the houses are so ungepatscht.
Gaudy.
That's exactly
right. I'm redeeming myself.
It means like overdone. Ungepatscht is too many things.
Too much.
It's too much.
Just too much.
Yeah,
okay.
Like enough already. It's ungepatscht. Something that's very cluttered is ungepatscht. Yeah, too much.
This is all helpful.
Yes.
And this is good around relatives because you can comment on what your relatives are saying and they'll have no idea what you're saying.
It's fun to hear my kids use the words like, and when you're with kids, you know, when you have kids, they're are very sweet. And I think we went through this last week, like a Shana Punim, a beautiful face. Your Shana Punim, Punim means face, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, what a Shana Punim you are. What a beautiful face. You know, let me kiss your kepi. Your kepi is your head. You know, like you just, there's so many things. There's so many sweet words too that you can use in Yiddish.
You know who my favorite sports putz is?
Who's that?
Mike Max.
My God. Well, I hope you meet. I don't know how you mean that. So
Maxie is up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.